Welcome to the table. Perspective.
Greetings and welcome to the Table of Perspective, where we take a deeper look into how the internal narrative of an individual determines their response to life itself and all it entails. Today we are your host, myself, Dineo, and my girl.
Hello, it's me, Beulah.
Beulah! You know, I love calling you Buse. I don't know why.
Buse?
Yeah.
You know, I've never been called Beulah before. Like,
seriously?
Everyone's called me Bules. With
really?
With a Z.
Ah, yes, with a Z. Oh.
Even my boss calls me
Bules.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think it sounds more nice.
I don't know, man. Is my name too long?
Hey, Beulah.
Some
syllables. It's actually nice.
Oh, nice, well, thanks.
Yeah.
So what's our show about today?
Today we're talking about very, very interesting topic. So our topic is there an ideal personality with a question mark?
Yes, it is a good question that we should ask. Is there such a thing as an ideal personality?
Wow.
We'll find out today on the Table's Perspective. Well, if I can talk properly. So we'll be going into our first song, and it is Honey by Taylor Gray featuring Sean Johnson. Enjoy.
Enjoy it.
And that's the sweetest thing I know. Yeah. I've been sitting by the phone. Lord, no, you ain't calling, cause I said this is pure. But I've been back here often, like, I don't need you really. Really, I've been checking voicemails when you leave them, then delete them. Shallow reasons, I've been reading all these headlines. I get second page, meeting all my deadlines. A couple steps away, but you make it sweet. Sweeter than a honeycomb. Boy, I love the sun. Catch me writing in my summer home. Lifted like I'm coming home. You told me that you love it when I'm speaking in your language, like it's close enough to touch it. I love how you invested off of secondhand suggestions, like it's just that cool. Right? Yeah, you my only audience. Said you wanted quality. Said that you gon' stick around and keep it real. That's all I need. We just hit in this club. Got like 50 people. I don't think no more is coming. I'ma rock it like 100 plus 100 plus 1,000. Man, that's all I ever wanted. That's the sweetest thing I know. Yeah.
Sweetest thing I've ever known.
That's the sweetest thing I know.
Wake up, grind all this time. Never gets old to me. Never gets old. There is nothing sweeter. Wake up, grind all this time.
I got a faulty memory. Guess I used to smoke too much. Made important enemies. Guess they think I know too much. Guess I'm paranoid. Yes, that's probably fair. Maybe when you charging all that money, you just hate it when I volunteer. That'll get you buzzing. They gon' click it if you bait it. They keep on coming back. It's something different when it's hatred. You patient and you chase it like a cheetah to an antelope. As presses turn the product and the leaders look like Amber Rose. Yeah, that's the nicest way to say it. Yeah. It ain't tricking if you made it. I'm just on my phone, checking metrics from my followers on baby number two, taking wifey to her follow-ups. This is second nature. Boy, I'm glad I lost my first one. This don't come with press releases. This just come with nurture. I'm with all my critics, homie. This my type of function. I'm just here with 50 people. I'ma rock it like 100 plus 100 plus 1,000. This is all I ever wanted. That's the sweetest thing I know.
Sweetest thing I've ever known. Wake up, grind all this time. Never gets old to me. Never gets old. There is nothing sweeter. Wake up, grind all this time.
They tell me seen the hook and make it so. Got me feeling like a prop, I tell them that's a no-go. Tell me do it for the props, I don't trust your logo. I'm trying to walk into the light to kind of make your soul go, but slow-mo. Let me speak my peace. Let me slow this down so I can speak that peace that passes understanding. The path is so demanding. To everyone still in the picture, thanks to you for standing. Cause I've been on this long road, so many closed doors. Got 50 people in the crowd that came to see a show. So I'm on Instagram, trying to crop out these angles. My niece, she follow me. She still think that I'm famous. She see my videos. Who am I not to claim this? This is your blueprint. Heritage, so claim it. This is your blueprint. Heritage, so claim it. And if it's only 50 people, then you rock it like 100 plus 100 plus 1,000. And this is all I ever wanted. It's the sweetest thing I know. Sweetest thing I've ever known. Wake up crying all this time. Never gets old to me. Never gets old. There is nothing sweeter. Wake up crying all this time.
Okay, so, is there such thing as an ideal personality? Do you know? Just give me your blatant answer, yes or no?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because I think if you're going to say an ideal personality, then it means that, to me, what comes into my mind is that, so meaning this is how we need to be as people.
Yeah.
So, to me, no.
It's a good observation. I like the way you put it. I also agree with that. I don't think there's such thing as an ideal personality. However,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
In my youth, my youther youth, the back of my day.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays. Back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, back then.
I always thought that there has to be an ideal personality. Someone that is accurate in the way that they're interacting with people. And that can help in having that mindset in the sense that you'll be able to be more observant in your environment so that you're actually... having your or doing your best effort in like harboring good relationships and being understanding and you know, but what I've also come to realize is that God is a very creative God and He has made His people individually and unique, and it's only sin that stains something good. It is not good that can turn something bad. And so when we are actually living out our personality, it's that we are being refined by the Holy Spirit, that we have love, patience, peace, kindness, all of these fruit of the Spirit, and who we inherently are, we are unapologetically ourselves, but covered by the blood of Jesus. And that has been the greatest revelation that I've had in the back of my day, is that actually God creates us uniquely, and there's a purpose for each and every single type of person. But we will go into a very interesting topic. So, something called the Myers-Briggs 16 personalities test.
Yeah.
Both of us had done it.
Mm-hmm.
I did mine several years ago, and a few times, and it actually changed. But I want to find out, what is your personality type, Dinero?
So, my personality type is protagonist.
Okay.
Okay. So, with the alphabet, it's ENFJ-A.
Okay.
So, it simply says that I'm an extrovert.
Mm-hmm. We can all understand that. If there's an introvert, they're lying.
Oh, no. I'm an extrovert.
They're taking me to jail.
And it says here, I value social interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And the extroverts, they tend to be outwardly enthusiastic and expressed their excitement, which
definitely,
is very true.
Definitely.
And it says here, I have lots of energy, which is very true. Oh, my God.
We love it.
Oh. My intuitive. Am I right?
Intuitive. Well, wait. Yeah. What is this? Hold on.
Intuitive. So, it says here, intuitive individual are very imaginative, open-minded, and curious. Hey!
This is Misham.
They value originality and focus on hidden meanings and distant possibilities. This is so mean.
I definitely agree.
And then, nature. They says, we tend to value emotional expression and sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
They place a lot of importance on empathy, social, harmony and cooperative. This is so me, guys. I don't want to lie. Tactics.
<People lie.
laughs> And then tactics, it says judging. Yeah. Judging individuals are decisive, thorough, and highly organized. They value clarity, predictability, and closure. Preferring structure and planning to spontaneity.
Wow.
Then identity, they are very assertive. Very true.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's very true.
Assertive individuals and self-assured. Hmm. Even tempered, yeah. And resistant to stress. Very true. I hate nursing stress with all of my heart.
Wow.
They refuse to worry too much and tend to be self-confident when striving to achieve goals. Huh? Tineo!
Yes.
That would be me.
That's really you in a box, actually.
Do you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I mean, I've only gotten to know you for, I'd say, for a short period of time.
Yeah.
But that definitely does quite accurately express what kind of personality you have.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that, actually. I think that, so, yeah. There is a disclaimer, however.
Yeah.
With this personality test, it is not the be-all, end-all. We do encourage you to go and do it. So it's the 16 personalities by Myers-Briggs. And what it does is, it basically, depending on your answers to some of the questions, is it just shows you sort of the person that you fit into, the kind of character that you fit into. So when you do it, it is not the be-all, end-all. We were actually talking about this before the show. Some people would say, oh, I'm an INFP. Yeah. I can't, you know, my life is limited to how I feel.
And dwell on that.
Yeah. Mm. And the problem with that is you're actually not using it as much as it's domineering over you.
Yeah.
My favorite part about it is it gives you strengths and weaknesses.
It does.
And we always used to, or myself and some of my brothers, as well as some of my friends, we go over the strengths and weaknesses, and we actually try to find out how we can improve in our weaknesses and how we can actually better our strengths.
Mm.
It does help a little bit with, like, you know, general guidelines and stuff. And it helps you to notice why you do certain things. Because sometimes we just live life and we are confused.
Very true.
But it does clarify it quite a bit, so.
Very true. Yeah. Very true, Buse. You know, I remember when it's adding more on. Okay, before I can go into that, I just wanted to say that, are you aware that for each and every topic that we're talking about, it goes back to the personality?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the essence of the show. The fact that we're all different individuals.
Exactly.
And yet, because of the way that we see life, we respond to it differently.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's amazing how these tools, they can actually read your mind. And mind you, bearing in mind that they don't even know you.
Sure.
You are a total different individual.
Mm.
But they can actually read your mind. Unlike spending more time with the person in person, you know, knowing them, that this is Buse, I know her. When she's angry, she's like this. When she's happy, this is
the
what
first
she
emotion
does.
You go to
and
is anger.
Everything, you know,
wow.
You know, all of that.
Yeah.
But it's so amazing how these tools, where I don't know whether I should categorize them as tools or batteries, you know, where they can actually read your mind and they don't know you.
Yeah, I think it does put you in a certain category depending on your characteristics.
Mm.
People do have similarities in their character in that, you know, you're either introverted or you're extroverted.
Mm.
Sometimes you're ambidextrous, or not ambidextrous, you're left-handed and right-handed.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so you have both personality characteristics.
Very true.
Traits. Mm. All of it goes back to you as a person responding to certain things that you grew up in.
Mm.
If you were more of, I guess, a quiet kid in school, and, you know, if you were more goal-driven, we do tend to have some similar traits as human beings that we gravitate to. And so, like you said, this tool does help us see that a bit clearly. And I think that many people grow up feeling very confused as to why they are certain ways. So, for instance, my personality type is, it used to be an INFP when I first did it. I was in high school at the time. And later on, I think it closer to the end of high school, I did it again. And I found that I was an ENFP.
Oh, okay.
And it was interesting because the main difference that I had changed was whether I was introverted or extroverted, right? And the reason behind that was, the fact that I had come to understand the gospel more clearly. And that meant that when we really understand what the good news is, we want to share it.
Mm.
And if you're an introvert, it's very hard to get out the good news, in a sense.
Oh.
And so I had to look at myself and say, am I being introverted because I'm selfish or prideful or I'm scared?
Oh, that's a good question, Bruce. Yeah. Hey? And that's a good question.
Right? Because we all want to be the quiet kid in the corner, just like doing our own things, supposedly hustling.
Mm.
And the problem with that, I found, is God loves when we meet together.
Mm.
Fellowship and community and family is very important.
Mm.
And I can't be an introvert, self-absorbed, and supposedly still get the gospel out. If it's really good news, I need to share it. And what happened when I did that? I found that I created the most amazing relationships with people. I was able to meet someone like Dineo. I was able to speak to people I would never have spoken to before.
Mm.
And you understand that people are deep wells to draw from.
Mm.
And when we're actually interacting with people, we're being blessed because they're living a life correlating to ours, and yet
very
they're
true.
Experiencing it completely different.
Yep.
And I think that's the blessing of fellowship and community that, that God really loves. The fact that we can share with one another, we can be there for one another, we can encourage one another.
Mm.
And I would never have done that if I had continued being self-absorbed and introverted. And so that was a huge change that I really appreciated. And I don't think I would have done it if I hadn't known or seen the importance of sharing the gospel. Because there was no need for that. Everyone says, you know, hustle on your own, be in the corner, let success talk and whatever it is. Don't interfere with everyone. The thing is, when there is love, there is sacrifice. And if you're willing to make a choice of loving a person, you'll have to probably experience hurt and rejection and betrayal. These are things that humans do because they're sinful beings, right? We're not perfect. But we're also sacrificing the important things like good relationships and friendships. And this is obviously, this is one thing that I often tell the students that I teach, is that if you want to live a good life, make sure that your relationships are good. Don't burn bridges that you that you don't need to. Do your best effort to build and restore and to encourage. Because most people that are rich and famous, they're not suffering from a lack of anything except for heartache, isolation, bitterness, betrayal. These things are not material things, but they're destroying what they can use
the
material.
You.
Exactly. And that's, I think, when it goes back to the question of, is there an ideal personality?
Mm.
I think there's an ideal purpose.
Ha.
And when you understand
well
that
said.
Who you are doesn't necessarily define what you need to do. The outpouring of your individual uniqueness into other people's lives, it actually does require you to interact with them.
It does. To add on that, Buse, I don't know, but you said...
A lot. I didn't intend
beautiful.
To say that much.
No. Even if it is a lot, but it's beautiful. I just loved how you said it, you know? And actually having more meaning on... an introvert, you know, you can be an introvert, yes, but I love the question that you asked yourself to say, am I being an introvert because I'm shy or I want to be isolated or am I being selfish?
Yeah.
You know, those are the valid questions that you need to ask yourself as a person, whether introvert, whether extrovert, you know, but I love it. I just love it. Like I'm actually touched.
I'm so glad. You know,
I'm very touched.
If I may add to
it's
that,
beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you. If I may add to that, I used to suffer with social anxiety.
Yes.
So my mom would always go grocery shopping, and she'd take me with her, and I would fall into this silent deadness.
Yeah.
Like I would actually start shaking. I couldn't speak in front of people at all. And I also tell my students this.
Mm.
Sometimes I go red in the face still, but I'm able to clarify information that I want to share now because I had to understand that being anxious and you know self-absorbed in a sense, you know, waiting for people to judge you, waiting for people to you actually create scenarios in your head that don't exist in reality.
Very true.
People you think
I do agree with that.
Right?
I do agree with that.
And the thing is, unless you ask a person, you won't know what they're thinking. And so you're creating this world that doesn't exist, and you're keeping yourself captive because you're allowing yourself to believe it, right?
I agree with you.
And so I had to shake myself out of this. And the gospel really showed me the importance of that. The kind of life that I'm living now, no, it's not the best one ever in a
sense. It's different.
But it's such a
different
blessing,
yes,
to be able to extend to another person.
From where you were, you know? Yeah.
And it's because I had to step out and say, I'm actually scared for my own sake, but it's not blessing me.
Mm.
And I'm actually keeping information that could help someone else because I'm scared.
Mm.
So in turn, I'm keeping myself captive and I'm not allowing someone else to prosper because I'm keeping information that could help them.
Yeah.
So it's like we need to analyze what our personalities are, how we got to that point, and whether or not it's actually blessing us.
Mm.
We only have one life.
Mm.
We only have this time here on this earth.
Sure.
Are we making the most of it, in a sense?
Wow. Today, guys, I just, like, I could just sit and just listen to her. She's just, you know, we're talking about the most important thing and very exciting topic, you know, because I love talking about a human being. I love talking about different types of personalities, you know.
Yeah.
At one stage, I remember, I thought I used to be shy.
Okay.
However, I wasn't shy.
Oh, really?
But I got to realize that, yes, I was shy at that very moment because I never had anything to interact.
Oh, wow.
Many things to be, you know, around or to show off the kind of a person I am, you know. But today I realized that, truly speaking, I wasn't shy.
Okay.
Because I remember when I was... when I went to high school,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you do have or they still do that even today, I don't know. But every time when you are new at high school,
mm-hmm.
they would make a show off of someone, you know, or something. Just interesting, just to entertain people, you know.
Right.
So I remember they put me on the stage, short as I was,
petite
as I was, cute as I was, in a uniform. And they put me in the center on, you know, at school, open hall, very open hall. And they said, I must contest. I must model.
Oh, wow.
And they started singing and I did it. I did.
I did it.
And that, it made me to realize that I'm actually not shy.
Yeah.
But I'm people's purple. People's person.
You're people's purple.
People,
yes.
You know,
you're a people person.
I'm a people's person. You know, I'm a person's people. I'm a people's
you're
person.
You're a people's person.
People's person.
There was actually a meme with a picture of a duck, and he's like, so the man says, "I'm a people person."
Yeah.
And the duck is like, "I'm a duck. What?
I'm a duck's person.
I'm a geese goose." Because a people's person, I'm a geese goose. I thought it was the dumbest thing ever.
You know, so all this thing that we're talking about, it actually goes back to all those horoscopes and, you know, the star signs, the zodiacs and everything. It's people who have studied numerology, yeah, and who studied psychology and everything, all of that, you know. But it's interesting how as well those horoscopes, those zodiacs, they can actually say what kind of a person you are simply because of the date that you were born in and the months that you were born in. So with my star sign is Sagittarius. So mostly they would say, you put a Sagittarius on the center, trust you me, Sagittarius will... those people will leave the center.
Oh, wow.
With a beautiful laughter because of the Sagittarius, you know. And of which it's true, because I remember every time when I go home, it's like... my nieces would go like, Mani, when are you coming home? Auntie, when are you coming home? You know? And every time when I go in and I'm with them and I'm at home, they will always laugh. And I'm thinking, but guys, it's the honest truth.
Yeah.
You are being honest, you know? But they always enjoy the excitement and the funny things that I bring towards the, you know?
Yeah.
The family and everything. It's so nice because... talking about yourself, like, I'm very humbled, you know. I'm very humbled to actually, you can share that. And I love the fact that you were able to see the difference between how you were at what stage, you know, up until today.
Yeah.
Which is why these tools are made for, you know.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
It definitely helped me at that time. In one sense. And the reason why I said there is... there is note to take it with a pinch of salt. Because, so my brother at the time was very invested into this whole thing. He found out everyone's MBTI personality test, and he was like comparing people. He's like, why do they do this? Why do? And I'm like, it's not necessary to do that.
Yeah.
But he, I guess, made it his reality in a sense. And that's why I was saying take it with a pinch of salt. Because when I had first found out about this personality test, I wasn't very confident or sure of anything, really. I don't think we really do become confident of anything, really, in our lives. But I guess knowledge does help us a lot with it. But I tried to keep being an introvert because that was what I was supposed to be. And there were times where, you know, I'd find something funny and I would laugh, and then I'd pull myself back because I'm like, I'm not an extrovert. I can't do this. And that's when I realized that I was allowing it to take me captive in a sense. I was allowing someone's analysis of a personality define who I was, instead of actually finding out what I'm supposed to be doing, my purpose attached to that. And that's why when we were actually talking about this topic, Danielle and I were talking about the fact that this is a very broad concept to talk about personalities, because it really does define the way you live. Your perception of life does define how you enjoy it. And I often go to a retirement home. So my teacher, my high school teacher, the most amazing woman on the face of this earth, almost, I would have to say, she lives in a retirement village. And I often go over there and just chat for a bit and have coffee. And she talks about how there are certain types of people there in the retirement village who have had the best lives, but they're now living sorrowful and sad and stuff. Not because anything bad necessarily happened, but just because they're choosing to dwell on the things that have hurt them. They're choosing to dwell on the things that they don't have or wanted to have or didn't have. And that's what's making their life bitter. And so, just like that personality type almost defined me in a sense, I had to understand what my purpose was in order for me to actually live a reality. I can't find an ideal personality. I can be who I'm supposed to be, in a sense.
Yeah.
And that's to love God and to love people.
Yeah.
And we need to find out how to do that best.
Wow. It's so amazing. Like, I could just listen to you.
Oh, something else. James 1 verse 19 is a very good verse for that. Be quick to listen, slow to anger, and slow to speak. That one helped me enormously, especially when I was trying to find out what I'm supposed to be doing with my life.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Just to add on that, before we could go into our second song.
Yeah.
What I've realized that what human beings should do is to spend time alone, you know yourself.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Know yourself, and know yourself to a point where whenever you will be in a situation, you will know what to do.
Yeah.
So it comes back to everything that you just said, you know, the personality. You would definitely know yourself that, why am I angry?
Yeah.
What triggered the anger?
That's
you know?
A good point.
Why am I happy? You know, why? What triggered the happiness?
Yeah.
What you just said to say, if you find something hilarious, you're going to enjoy that moment and laugh about it and everything. And then 2 minutes you're thinking, oh, but I'm an introvert. Why am I supposed to behave like this?
Yeah.
It's because we're allowing it to,
to
dwell on it and everything, you know. But it's important to know yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I think it starts there. It's
definitely
important to know yourself, that whenever you are out there to the universe, what are you sharing to them? What are you attracting, and what are you sharing to them? You know? Phew, it's beautiful.
We're gonna keep going. let's just jump into our second song and then we will close it off. Do please. It's Again and Again by Chloe and Eshin. Enjoy.
Enjoy it.
Working on all the people involved in the problem, probably why you avoid the person, ducking and hiding from many confrontations. probably would have been settled with just a conversation, observating. Stretch my heart for any contemplating. So I ain't faking like horoscopes in the constellations. I'm aching. Sour passion, kidding myself. If it ain't sweet, then my emotions tell me sick to myself. Checking my heart when I know I'm tripping. Holding up forgiveness in the dark while I'm poison sipping. Praying they affected by it, but it ain't in their system. It's mine. Walking blind. They say healing takes time. I say healing breaks bonds. The desire to be free is up to you. It ain't God's. And if you hate him in your heart, that blood is screaming from the ground. Murder. By you ignoring it, you dragging out that pain further. All that complaining, yet you still murmur.
I've been praying all through the night, looking for a miracle in my own heart. I know I gotta let it go. You can't forgive what you can't release. And you can't believe it. And they pretend to forgive again.
A wise woman told me forgive abusers, believe the nature. Pray for transformation, but know that I'm not the savior. I was tripping when I heard it till I had to confess. Trying to do my savior's work is a messiah complex. I learned the complexities of my destiny are intrepidly etching. The one who rescued me naked upon a wretched tree. A cup of forgiveness, you crafted the recipe, huh? You drinking deep, won't even pass to the left of you, huh? Proverbs 25:21, your humility on the line. Yeshua did it at the drop of a dime. You got the gang of following in the sign. Guard your heart, cause it's pumping the scheme of wickedness. Corazones de piedra can change from forgiveness. I witnessed it. Evil forgiven by the recipients. Till you act upon it, can't understand the significance. There's freedom when you free a person out of your heart. Can't see the light until you out of the dark. Yeah.
I've been praying all through the night, looking for a miracle in my own heart. I know I gotta let it go. You can't forgive what you can't release. Can you forgive it?
Pieces capture peace, fruit of the spirit. We detach it from trees and eat it, deceited clearest. My flesh defeated when I pass up all ungodly edicts. Somebody lost me when they crossed me, I was hot as Phoenix. They asked me to forgive and let them live, I couldn't see it. Kept sleeping on it like a sedative, I couldn't free it. It built an edifice inside my heart. I need a genesis inside my thoughts, especially the violent parts. The Lord forgave me, who am I to hold that from my brother? It's just that's a Kodak trapped inside my mind forever. Been rainy days, sometimes your feelings may design the weather. In some cases, the villains may just try to do better. I know that, suppress my flesh to show that. 70 times 7, I gotta quote that. And resist the whole fact, yeah. Matt 6:14, that's where my soul at. Cause when I drift from the King of Kings, he let me float back.
To close off.
This
has been a very enjoyable conversation. I've done a lot of talking.
I just love it. Like, we couldn't do, like, don't stop. Like, I could just listen to you talk.
Oh, talk. Wow.
It's
I would
just
definitely
music
say.
Music to my ears.
I don't know about that. But I mean, I guess I would add to that. I would never have done anything like this or understood anything like this.
Yeah.
Actually, I would like to go back to the point that you made when you said you thought you were shy.
Yeah.
And you didn't know how to interact with people and what. Mm. That was the same position I found myself in. I didn't have any information to share. I didn't have any questions to ask. And I think the best relationships are done when, or made or created, when we start asking questions. Because we don't know it all. That's where we need to begin. We need to ask people questions. And not the mundane, how's the weather, how's the wife,
but
how's the life.
Those questions, you know?
Yeah.
Those particular questions.
We need to find out what do people do and why they do it and how do they do it and how have they come to this point in their life and why do they like certain things? What influenced them? We're asking technically the same questions, but we're actually trying to analyze how I think in a sense we help people analyze themselves when we ask good questions.
Yes.
Just like you were mentioning, we need to know who we are.
Yeah.
We need to know why we do things.
Yes.
Because if you don't, you'll literally do anything when anyone tells you to do anything.
Just to add.
Yeah.
To add on what you just said, I remember at one stage, I was actually supposed to say this before our second song. I wanted to say this, but then I found myself jumping into one to the other, to the other. But anyway, there was at one stage where I found myself very confused with my career.
Mm.
And it was very frustrating.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm one person who gets frustrated, especially if I don't see where I need to walk, you know? Yes, I know that there would be gaps, there would be potholes in betweens and everything, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I can tackle the matter when I get there, you know?
Yeah.
But if I'm going to start and then there's something that's distracting me, I get very frustrated with that. So I want something to be clear, then I know where I'm going. So at one stage, I told my supervisor that, you know what, I'm very frustrated of whatever that I'm doing at work because it seems like I'm doing the same thing over and over. And what frustrates me the most is that things changed every day.
Oh, wow.
That, it bothered me so, so much.
Mm.
And then I said to her, how about I do a psychometric assessment on my personal level, not for work, you know?
Yeah.
And I did. I did a psychometric and it came back with very interesting things that I didn't know I'm capable of doing, you know? So the psychometric batteries, they are more the same as this personality, the 16 personality tool that you just shared for me. But it helped me to narrow my career.
Mm.
That's one thing that I wanted, because then I didn't know what I didn't know, you know?
Mm.
Yes, I know that I'm in HR, but still, to me, it was very frustrating because I'm thinking, but I'm in HR, where am I going after this? What am I going to do, you
know?
True. So I needed to get a clear understanding of where I want to be.
Mm.
So right now, it helped me because then I know where I want to be in 5 years to come, you know, or 2 years to come. Not even so long ago.
That's excellent. And if I may add, I think that these kinds of things help narrow it down to what we know we don't want to do.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes we want to do everything.
Yes.
And we feel like if we just did this enough, we could probably be good at it.
Mm.
The problem is we don't really want to know what we are supposed to do. We need to find out what we don't want to do. And that really helps us in you know, taking direction.
Mm.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Definitely. I think a lot of people, especially myself, have also struggled with the fact that we also want to know the direction of something.
Mm.
And these kinds of tools definitely help.
They do help. I don't want to lie. Yeah. They do help. Because I remember at work, it's one of the tools that we work, we use actually for our recruitment processes, you know. So we would take candidates for psychometric assessments. The way they are so accurate.
Mm.
Wow, it's amazing. It's amazing. They are very accurate that you find yourself that
Can I come do one? I need to can you show me how. I need to also do one, please.
It's very important. I think it is important, you know, not only on work related issues, but only on personal as well on personal, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
You just need to know what are you good at.
Yeah.
And it comes back to, this is so funny, it comes back to what we would say, that I don't like reading.
Okay.
I don't abuse that one, I'm not gonna lie. It's just me.
It's a thorn in your flesh.
Yeah. I don't like reading. However, I'm a visual person.
Yeah.
You do an action there and there's a sound.
Yeah.
It sticks.
Yeah.
You know, it sticks. It doesn't go out. I know what you did. I know I heard what you said.
Mm.
I, you know, and everything. But if you're going to ask me to read it, I can't.
Yeah.
I am messing it up.
I'd have to agree with you on that. Although I do read just, you know, for myself in a sense.
Yeah.
I find that I learn best when I'm able to teach it.
Yeah.
Or to share it.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm reading something new, everyone in the house knows it. Because I actually, I find it very difficult to learn something for learning's sake.
Mm.
Just to understand something for the sake of it.
Mm.
As long as I'm able to find someone that also wants to know about this, I suddenly have the ability to understand something that I never even cared about.
Yeah.
And that's a very good observation to make. The way that you learn, the way that you understand things.
Yeah.
It's not that we want to be certain types of people, but we want to be accurate with what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are my closing words. What are yours, Danelle?
Sure. My closing words is know yourself. Sure, know yourself and spend time alone. You know, it's not a bad thing to spend time alone. You know, yes, you can have a partner, you can have family and everything, but just know yourself. Know the person that you are, you know.
Also, I would say get a journal. I know that many people make it out like only ladies have journals. The thing is, certain things happen in your life, big significant things, that you forget the details of if you don't write it down.
I'm a writer.
You
I
are
love
a writer.
Writing.
That's awesome.
So, I love writing.
If you keep a journal, you're able to look back on certain times in your life and actually take note of, you know, for me personally, especially when I've prayed for certain things and I've seen the miracles come to pass, we often forget about it. But when we're able to look back on it, we actually see the kind of struggles we were having and the kind of freedom we found and you know, what caused that in a sense. So, yeah, I would advise that.
It's actually nice.
Views.
I wish I could just talk and talk.
Don't worry, we'll keep chatting afterwards.
Okay, guys. Lastly, we would like to wish all our mothers out there, everyone, guys, enjoy this day. Have a beautiful one from the Table of Perspective.
From us to you.
Yes, with love.
With love. Yes. We're so thankful for all of you.
We do.
All right. Same place.
Same time.
Same time.
Same place.
Cheers.
Bye.
Active FM is everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Gab, and so much more. See all the fun posts. Get involved in the interesting discussions. Voice your opinions and get the updates by following us on social media.
Yeah. call me my soul rich. I ain't always early on the bills, but if there's a way, there's a will.